where the city's ancient heroes stood thrice life-size on columns of white and green marble. They passed through a bazaar in a cavernous building whose latticework ceiling was home to 1,000 gaily coloured birds. Trees and flowers bloomed on the terrace walls above the stalls, while below it seemed as if everything the gods had put into the world was for sale. Her silver shied as the merchant prince Zarazoendaxus rode up to her. The horses could not abide the close presence of camels she had found.
"If you see here anything you would desire, O most beautiful of women, you have only to speak, and it is yours,"
Zaro called down from his ornate horn saddle.
"Carth itself is hers. She has no need of baubles,"
blue-lipped Pyat Pri sang out from her other side.
"It shall be as I promised, Khaleesi. Come with me to the House of the Undying, and you shall drink of truth and wisdom."
"Why should she need your palace of dust, when I can give her sunlight and sweet water and silks to sleep in?"
Zaro said to the warlock.
"The 13 shall set a crown of black jade and fire opals upon her lovely head."